Welcome to the Volatile Vet Radio Show, where finance meets fortitude, and the stock market isn't the only thing with battle scars. At Abshire Family Financial, we are vets in more ways than one, here to help you navigate the world of wealth, investments, and financial independence with the precision of a sniper and the patience of a drill sergeant on his first cup of coffee. We don't just talk strategy, we equip you with real knowledge designed to bring about success, which is why we give you real-world rubber meets the road examples every week as part of our retirement mission. We want you to happily retire, and RETIRE is an acronym that stands for retirement, estate, taxes, income, risk, and enjoyment. To accomplish all those areas, you need a plan that's not just about surviving, but built to last. So whether you're dodging market downturns, wrestling with retirement plans, or just trying to make sense of why your money disappears faster than your willpower in a donut shop, stick around. We're going to cut through the noise, drop some knowledge, and maybe have a little fun along the way. So ladies and gentlemen, lock and load, because financial freedom is the mission. And here on The Volatile Vet, we always adapt and overcome. Here we are at it again on the Volatile Vet Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining us. Recently, I was kind of going through the book called Hidden Potential by Adam Grant, who's an organizational psychologist and a well-deserved best-selling author. His book, Hidden Potential, is one that I have found very insightful. And though it is not directly a financial book or retirement planning book like the show here is, or the topic of the show, the principles I find in it apply across the board. And one thing we often find at Abshire Family Financial is that people have hidden potential in their portfolios, in their financial situations, but they don't necessarily know how to optimize it, to position the pieces that do exist properly. In fact, it's not all that uncommon that people come to us thinking they're really in trouble. And I mean, they might be because of poor planning or life has happened to them. But many times we do find that they actually have all the pieces they need. They simply need to be positioned properly on that financial chessboard. And so to that end, what we'd like to do today is help you get your compass report started. That is our proprietary report and analysis that we use to show you your current path, where you're likely headed, and the dangers, opportunities, and strengths that you have right now. And then part two of that compass report is all about how to take advantage of your strengths, how to insulate against the dangers, and better yet, how to create multiple streams of tax-free income in your retirement and mitigate the dire risks that many retirees do indeed face. We absolutely do not believe in the ostrich approach when it comes to retirement planning and your future, right? The whole purpose of the show here is to give you the map, the roadmap to uncover your hidden potential. That is what a compass report is specifically designed to be and do for you. So let us do this for you today. If you're one of the first eight to call in and set up a free visit with us at the firm, we will give you a copy of Adam Grant's best-selling book called Hidden Potential. I mean, imagine that. And we will also do your full compass report for you. Nothing watered down, the full thing, so that you can see in your situation what might be possible for you. The phone number is 775-899-2243, 775-899-2243, or you can also visit us at volatilevet.com. And I love the website because you can go there, visit a little bit more about us, read a little bit more about us, pardon me, the Compass Report, what it entails, the principles we believe in and practice with our clients. So again, it is 775-899-2243. Let me jump right into what we call a retirement buffer analysis. And I think you're going to see how we can create or uncover some hidden potential in everyday portfolios, everyday situations that you might resonate with. And so I have a case study, as you might imagine, that I hope you can see the concepts at play here, even though I know it's not your case study and I don't want you to get lost too much in that. Just follow the principles that we lay out here. Let's meet Greg and Sandy. They are 62 years old. Their effective tax rate is roughly 18% right now, and they have about $600,000 in a traditional pre-tax IRA, among other assets, of course. They wanted to see what that retirement account could sustain if they were taking out a net after-tax income of $24,000 a year, which is, you know, roughly a net 4%. I mean, the 4% rule kind of at play on a net basis. Their rationale was really simple. They had looked back to the beginning of the century here, since 2000, and seen that the market, the S&P 500, has averaged about 7.33%, just the raw returns of the market. And so they, in their mind, well, we should be able to take out a net 4% even after taxes and have no problem, right? Well, part of a Compass report is this retirement buffer analysis. This allows us to test assumptions like this and stress test them to demonstrate the danger of something we call sequence of return risk. And we're going to hone in on this. And also to see what hidden potential might exist by adding what is called a buffer account or strategy into the mix and what that could potentially do. So let's take it one at a time here. If we did rewind to the beginning of the century, assuming the starting point is $600,000 in the IRA, and rely on the raw returns of the S&P 500 through all the ups and the downs, right? We've the dot-com blow up, the 08 blow up, but also some really darn good years in there as well, as we all know. That IRA, at the end of last year, had we just bought held through it all, would be about $2.4 million. Part of the buffer strategy is to employ a buffer account in the mix. And so let's say 60% of the allocation in this case. That's what was deemed appropriate for Greg and Sandy. Their buffer strategy has a 0% floor and a cap of 10.75%. What that means is if the market goes negative on us, like certainly can and does happen, that floor protects us. We hold our value without any losses in the account. If the market is positive, which also does happen historically, we participate in that positive return up to the cap of 10.75% for that year. So every year, we have the opportunity to earn up to 10.75%, never go negative from the market, and have gains contractually locked in from that time forward. Also, in this case, this buffer strategy or account has no fees. It's hard to argue with that. It's never insulting for part of your overall pie chart, potentially. Okay, so now let's rewind again. We now have 40% in the stock market, presumably the S&P 500, and 60% in that buffer strategy. Let's see what the ending balance would have been now at the end of last year. Instead of $2.4 million, it is $2.64 million. Which is an improvement of $240,000 for taking less risk along the way and having more predictability. That's a lot of extra hidden potential. So if we look at what we call the accumulation side alone, just looking at what would it have accumulated to, we are far better off. What about the distribution side? What if we were taking money out of it? Remember, Greg and Sandy wanted to take out a net 4% a year, or $24,000 a year after taxes. All right, so let's do this again. This is where it really gets interesting. If we model that in the retirement buffer analysis, relying on the market alone, so no more buffer account, rewinding back to the beginning of the century, we find that the money, their $600,000 IRA, would have run out sometime during 2018. In fact, even though we started with $600,000 at the beginning of the century, right? Beginning of the year 2000, we actually would only get out of it a net of $453,000. Now, wait a minute. If the market has averaged 7.33 since the, you know, since 2000, the last 25 years, which it has on a, you know, just the raw basis of it, why, and we're only taking out a net of 4% a year, why does the account run out of money? This is what is called sequence of return risk. The order in which your returns occur from year to year is what matters most when you're taking money out of an account, not the overall average. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, if you learn nothing else from the show today, learn this. Once you hit retirement and start withdrawing money to live on, average rates of return mean nothing. It's the consistency of your returns and the volatility of those returns that matter. Taking the returns of the S&P 500 since the turn of the century, now what we do is have the retirement buffer analysis run 10,000 random simulations and come back with what is the probability for Greg and Sandy out of 10,000 random simulations that they would actually be able to do what they want to do, take out a net 4% after taxes. Answer, 55% probability. In other words, they would fail and run out of money 45% of the time. And in retirement, guys, just like in school, 55% is a failing grade. It is simply not enough certainty to plan the golden years around, is it? All right, well, now let's go ahead and add the buffer strategy in like we did before, allocating 60% of the IRA to it, demanding the same net $24,000 a year in income. We're going to map the income sources like this. In other words, what side of the IRA are we going to take the income from? We're going to do it like this. If a year is positive in the market, we had a positive return, the following year's distribution will be taken from the side that's in the market. If the market is negative, the following year's distribution will be taken from the buffer account side, allowing the market side the chance to recover from being negative without having to sustain a withdrawal at the same time. Remember, the buffer account has that 0% floor, so it never needs time to recover. There's no such thing as a recovery period. How about now? Does the account run out of money now with 60% allocated to that buffer account? No, it does not. In fact, it provides all the income needed, that net $24,000 a year after taxes, over the whole 25-year look-back period we're looking at, totaling $600,000 in distributions, right? $24,000 a year net times 25 years, $600,000 net distributions. And it still has about $315,000 left in the IRA. So we started with $600,000, distributed $600,000 on a net basis, and still have $315,000 left over. That is a total value, as we call it, of $915,000 versus if we had just relied on the market alone. Do you remember how much we got out of it? $453,000. Same IRA, same money, different allocation, different risk mitigation. Ladies and gentlemen, that is an increase in total value of over 100%, despite taking much less risk along the way. Talk about hidden potential. And this time, when we go back and run our success probability, which is, again, 10,000 random simulations with the 60% allocated toward the buffer strategy, now we find a success probability of 87% instead of only 55% if we rely on the market alone. That is also a massive improvement for good. Now imagine what would happen if we started adding tax-free strategies to that mix as well. The retirement buffer analysis is part of your Compass report. It is one section among many other things. We invite you today, be one of the first 8 to call in and set up a free visit with us at the firm at Abshire Family Financial. We will do your full Compass report, including this retirement buffer analysis, to see what hidden potential you might have lying around that you may not be aware of or simply not know how to capitalize on. This is our core competency. Give us a buzz at 775-899-2243, 775-899-2243. Now, speaking of tax-free strategies, let's kind of go into now a tax scorecard example. And just like a golf scorecard, on the tax scorecard, the lower the number is, the better your score is. This is a report, part of a Compass report, that is designed to show you what your total potential retirement taxes could be. Because this is an area that many people, including most advisors, tend to ignore or shrug at. And simply put, taxes are the largest fee that we face in retirement. Taxes are fees. And when the IRS is your joint account holder in retirement, as they are with traditional IRAs and 401ks, you don't know what share they own until you start using the accounts to actually live on. You know, like they were intended for. It never surprises us that people come to us and say, I didn't realize, and paraphrasing here, but essentially, I didn't realize how tax hostile these accounts become when we start relying on them for retirement income. Very true. While they are excellent accumulation vehicles, they are in fact terrible distribution vehicles. And this is where your Compass report will really shine for you, because part of that RETIRE acronym, RETIRE, the I stands for income planning and the T stands for tax planning. You cannot rely on the same strategies and vehicles that got you to the top of the mountain when you start descending the mountain. Do you know where most mountain climbing accidents occur? Yeah, the descent, climbing down. In fact, it is an astounding 4-to-1 ratio of accidents that happen on the descent or the downward climb compared to going up the mountain. The same is true in retirement planning. There are so many pitfalls and cliffs, etc., that you have to watch out for when you begin living on your retirement accounts and withdrawing money from them. So many more compared to when you were simply accumulating your money or ascending the mountain. We just highlighted one called sequence of return risk without retirement buffer analysis, and taxes here or now are another one we will highlight. Allow me to make a bold statement to you regarding your tax planning. It is a myth that most retirees find themselves having less taxes in retirement. Even if you are in a lower tax bracket, taxes go up over time as a general rule, not down. And yes, we do indeed get temporary periods of reprieve like the one we're in right now. And because of that, we need to wisely use the next 4 years to plan for the next 40 years. Another reason retirees rarely see a drop in overall taxes in retirement, even if they are in a lower tax bracket, is because we lose deductions as we get closer to retirement. Now, thankfully, many will experience this senior bonus deduction, which the One Big Beautiful Bill has brought to pass. That is temporary, but at least for the time being. It gives us incredible conversion opportunities for those who qualify. And that's going to be analyzed in your Compass report as well. Do not miss this window of opportunity we've been given with that bonus deduction to potentially do enhanced tax planning with your retirement. 775-899-2243 to set up your free visit and get your compass report done. And also, of course, we give you a copy of that best-selling book called Hidden Potential by Adam Grant. All right, the tax scorecard. Let's meet Bill and Emma. They have about $750,000 in qualified accounts. It could be an IRA, 401k, TSB, 403b, 450s, all those types of pre-tax retirement accounts. I'm just going to call it an IRA, for example, but it could be any one of those. They're 64 years old, and they want to explore a conversion strategy. This IRA isn't something they need too much, so their plan is to just defer or procrastinate taxes for as long as they possibly can, take the RMD only. And since they don't really need the RMD, which, by the way, the required minimum distribution, what's another word for that? Forced usage from the IRS in order to create taxation. Since they don't really need it, they plan to simply reinvest it either in a brokerage account or laddered CD, something like that. If they end up needing to draw on that account as it builds up, no problem, it's there for them. They'd also like to leave the IRA to their kids when they pass away and asked us to assume age 88 for the sake of the example, no problem. They feel good about a 7% average rate of return, so, you know, fairly moderate. And currently, after all deductions, they have about a 17% effective tax rate. They are determined to wait until 70 to claim Social Security, at which time their benefit will be about $3,700 a month. All right. The first thing your tax scorecard will do in your Compass report is determine what the total retirement tax bill, as things are right now, might look like. So here we go. For Bill and Emma, RMD taxes, if they just, again, procrastinate and just take the RMDs, the taxes on the RMDs alone are about $249,000, just shy of $250,000 throughout their retirement time span. Since they're reinvesting those RMDs, where can they reinvest them? Something that is taxable along the way, brokerage accounts, CDs, things like that. That creates another $137,000 in potential retirement taxes. When they do pass away in this age, at age 88 in this example, that creates another $315,000 of income taxes to their heirs from the IRA. And the Social Security, taxes on Social Security occur, looking at this in a vacuum, because of the RMDs and the reinvested RMDs, the capital gains, et cetera, the interest that might be earned on those. That creates another $102,000 of taxes on their Social Security. That one is really frustrating because it is unnecessary if we do proper planning, but the IRA is causing it. Total taxes are just north of $806,000 throughout their retirement. But that's not totally fair, is it? I mean, the account right now is about $750,000, and it generates, conservatively, over $800,000 of total lifetime taxes, giving the IRS a lot of bite at the apple. But we never assumed taxes ever rose, ever. That is an irresponsible assumption. And with the fiscal and demographic pressures the nation faces, we believe it is unethical not to assume at least modest tax increases over time. So for Bill and Emma, let's do that. We'll assume a reversion to what are historical averages in about 5 years. That would move their effective tax rate from about 17% to 21% at that time. Is that reasonable? Is that foreseeable? You bet it is. With that in mind, and if we rewind and look at the picture now, their taxes jump. Lifetime taxes from the IRA or attributed to the IRA of about $986,000 instead of $806,000. And of course, that is the more likely scenario, which Bill and Emma clearly understood and appreciated because they were willing to look at the X-ray. Now, we do have some fancy software that helps us with this in the tax scorecard, and we develop a custom 5-year conversion strategy for Bill and Emma. We're going to account for tax drift during that time and assume 4 percentage points more in taxes during the conversion period. I mean, let's be fair about this.
What if we employed a 5-year conversion strategy, accounting for tax drift? Does their tax scorecard look like now? Well, if we did convert to a Roth IRA over 5 years, do Roth IRAs have RMDs? No, they do not. So there are no taxes on RMDs because there aren't any. And if there's no RMDs, there's nothing to reinvest in a taxable account. So there's no taxes on reinvested RMDs, are there? And do heirs, when they inherit a Roth IRA, pay income taxes, even on the gains that have never been taxed within the account? No, they do not. So that drops to zero as well. Do Roth IRAs create unnecessary collateral tax damage on Social Security? No, they do not. So now instead of paying over $100,000 in taxes on Social Security alone, they pay zero. We do have conversion taxes. We did assume they converted over 5 years to a Roth IRA. Those conversion taxes are $186,000 and change, and that is also their total taxes from each category. So let me state it simply. We went from, on their current path, leaving the IRA as it is, just taking the RMDs, from around $986,000 in total estimated taxes down to only $186,000, roughly $800,000 in safe taxes. That is an 81% reduction. Ladies and gentlemen, when was the last time anyone ever showed you how to reduce your total retirement taxes by over 80%? I would bet never. That is the power of tax-efficient retirement planning and a very quick but insightful tax scorecard analysis. What kind of difference does saving $800,000 in total taxes do for your retirement? How much more in net spendable income does it create? How much more freedom does it grant? How much stress is relieved? At some point, when done right, many of our clients' tax returns become so simple, a fourth grader can do it. We'd invite you to get your Compass report done, including the retirement buffer analysis, the tax scorecard analysis. It's all part of it. 775-899-2243, 775-899-2243, or volatilevet.com. We'll also give you a copy of the book Hidden Potential by Adam Grant, just for calling in. Now, there's more to come on this. Hang in there. I got to take a break, but we're going to come right back to it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is true that we intend to arm you with education that is actionable, that we want to give you ideas and strategies that you can consider, look at your own plan, and see how the principles that we share here on the show might apply to you. The Volatile Vet is approached, the show, we approach it as if it is a class, as if you are taking notes. We encourage you to do so. We love hearing from you throughout the week. We love hearing the feedback, the questions we get. And of course, we absolutely love when you come in and sit down with us. And sometimes people come in having written down all these notes and math and said, and say to us, you know, based on what I've heard and what I've looked at, it sounds like this, that, and this might apply to me. And if so, this might be an outcome or a result. Can we look at that together? You have no idea how happy that makes us, how fulfilling it is to know that we make a difference in the communities that that we serve. And so at the firm, at Abshire Family Financial, our whole intent is to elevate you and prepare you for retirement. It is to give you the roadmap that you can rely upon, and to have, not just that, but to have us walk the path with you. We believe in that. We believe in taking the steps with you. We have retired hundreds of times by, you know, virtue of our clients, of course. But don't you think, as you sit there and imagine this, that you've retired once, or maybe not yet once, We have retired hundreds and hundreds of times. We absolutely have a very strong feel by experience for what does tend to work and what tends not to work. And while we're not emotional about the planning, because the planning is math, and we commit to you that we will indeed let the math dictate, because you deserve that. And so while the planning is cold and calculating, as we might describe it, where we get emotional, very excited, is in the difference it makes in your lives, seeing the stress levels come down with more known outcomes, with more predictable outcomes, seeing the stress levels come down as risks are severely mitigated, and uncertainty turns more to clarity and confidence for you as you take steps forward. Look, I'm not kidding. This emotionally moves us. It's why we do what we do. We can do anything we want in any career path. This is what we chose because of the difference we make in people's lives. To that end, I encourage you sincerely to be one of the first 8 today to call in and set up a visit with us at the firm and to get your custom compass report started. The phone number is 775-899-2243. 775-899-2243. And Jesse Abshire, who is the founder of Abshire Family Financial, when you sit down with him and his team, you will find deep knowledge, sincerity, and a desire to elevate you to higher ground. 775-899-2243 or volatilevet.com. Now, I'm going to return to Bill and Emma, our tax scorecard example from the last segment we ended on this, but we're not done here with Bill and Emma. But if I were to review, they had a $750,000 IRA. It could have been a 401k, 403b, TSP, any pre-tax account. And we analyzed through their retirement what the taxes would look like. And if they just had it the way it is, left it the way it is, only taking the RMDs, reinvesting those RMDs into, you know, a laddered CD portfolio or a brokerage account portfolio of some kind, they were looking at $800,000 to $986,000 of total taxes throughout their retirement time span. And for a $750,000 current value account, that was shocking. But so many times, you know, ladies and gentlemen, people simply don't show you the other side of that tax equation of pre-tax savings turning into a tax bomb on the backside, and what the cost of procrastinating taxes for so many decades can be, and all the collateral damage that it can cause on your Social Security and or Medicare premiums, surcharges called IRMA, I-R-M-A-A. IRMA surcharges are simply an increase in your Medicare premiums that are caused by, triggered by, IRAs, 401ks, things like that. Pensions, real estate income, all of those things cause that collateral damage. Unnecessary taxation on Social Security benefits, because on their own, they are tax-free. Unnecessary surcharges for many, more and more Americans every year get caught up by these IRMA surcharges. In 2023, it was 7 million retirees. Last year, it had grown to 9 million retirees. This is not a small thing. And if it's not hitting you now, it could be hitting you in the next several years, because the Medicare program, like Social Security, is in big trouble. One of the ways they shore that up is through new taxes And that is what an IRMA surcharge is. It is designed to catch more and more American retirees the longer you go into retirement. What doesn't cause collateral damage on your Social Security benefits or on your Medicare surcharges What doesn't cause you to suddenly have to pay long-term capital gains taxes on taxable brokerage accounts, for example, if you're not already? What doesn't cause those collateral tax events? Two things. Roth IRAs or Roth accounts, Roth 401ks, Roth IRAs, and life insurance retirement plans or LIRPs. That is it. It doesn't matter if you have $500,000 a year of income coming out of Roth accounts and LIRPs. They will not trigger taxation on Social Security or cause surcharges on your Medicare premiums. So with Bill and Emma, their situation, their $750,000 pre-tax IRA, total retirement tax bill for them, what were they, age 64 now, just living on the RMDs, reinvesting them, et cetera, they had $986,000 of total taxation throughout their retirement if they left it the way it was. If they did a five-year conversion strategy, we illustrated how that dropped their total retirement taxes in retirement down to only $186,000. Right, we're talking about from age 64 through age 88 in their case. Guys, that's an $800,000 drop in taxes. That is part of the power of a Compass report and the tax scorecard analysis, which is part of it, which is, again, more than an 80% reduction. But what about this in taxation? You remember how we modeled in for Bill and Emma during their conversion strategy, a five-year conversion strategy? Remember how they had a 17% effective rate? We added 4 percentage points of taxation for the five-year conversion strategy period to account for tax drift. Well, because we want to be fair in this, what if we could convert for an effective rate in their situation of less than 10% instead of their actual, 17 to 20% effective rate? Here's how. What if we convert it into an account that comes with an upfront bonus? Is that a possibility? It sure is. Let's assume a 16% upfront bonus on the converted amount that they convert every year during that five-year conversion period. Does that exist? Yes, it does right now, and people are using it every day when they're doing Roth conversions. So this time, if we had that in place, instead of paying $186,000 in conversion taxes, which of course is a ton cheaper than $986,000 in total taxes if we left things the way they are now, right? So that's already a ton of savings. But if we had this bonus in place on the account as we converted, now the total conversion taxes and total taxes throughout the retirement drop from $186,000 down to about $79,500, which is an effective conversion rate of 9.28%. So maybe, ladies and gentlemen, you are in an effective tax rate of 18% or 20 or 22 or something like that, whatever your effective tax rate is. But what if with the right planning, could you not only save significant amount of taxes throughout your retirement, but you could convert at a effective conversion rate of far less than your actual current effective tax rate? With that in place now, Bill and Emma's total tax savings is not just $800,000, it's actually $906,000 throughout their retirement because they used an account that is a real account, and in this case, has a 16% upfront bonus to help recoup the taxes that they did pay when converting to a Roth. That, ladies and gentlemen, is a 92% reduction in taxes. Do you see what proper tax-efficient planning can potentially help you do? Lowering someone's tax bill throughout retirement, and of course we're talking about several decades here, but lowering it by over $900,000, what difference does that make for Bill and Emma? What kind of difference do you think that makes for people out there who are planning their retirement? See, a lot of tax planning out there is assuming you're downrange from the IRS, right? So you're downrange, and a lot of the tax strategies are, hey, during these kind of years, you can hide behind this barricade. And then later, if they start shooting at you this way, in other words, taxing you in a different way, we'll have you kind of scurry over here to this, you know, foxhole and hunker down there. That kind of tax planning, being very reactive, assuming you're downrange and always having to dodge bullets, is stressful, and you never know if you're actually going to be better off. Why not just avoid it? Why not just simply get out from being downrange? That is what a tax scorecard on the surface is designed to help you begin, and it is part of your Compass report. Let us help you find the hidden potential that might exist right now in your plan, whether you're still working toward retirement or already there. A Compass report is valuable. It is customized and tailored specifically to you. 775-899-2243 or volatilevet.com. You can set up your own visit right there. 775-899-2243. Now, as we've spent a bunch of the last several minutes on the tax risk that is prevalent, especially when we have procrastinated taxes in tax procrastination vehicles such as IRAs and 401ks and all the collateral damage that they can and do cause retirees to have to deal with, I want to turn back to where we started with the sequence of return risk. And I realize we're talking about how to mitigate risk, how to, you know, take less risk, be safer, et cetera, how to shield ourselves from certain things. And we need to do that. But oftentimes the net result is more income, is more in the account, and a better retirement outcome for you and your family, a better legacy to leave behind if you have those desires and goals. Some don't. Some want to spend their last dollar on their last day. Fantastic. When you properly address the risks that are very real, remember the talk about going down the mountain versus going up the mountain, that you're four times as likely to have an accident going down the mountain when you're mountain climbing versus going up. The descent is the decumulation or distribution phase of your retirement career. In other words, it's when you're living on your retirement. It's enjoying the fruits of your labor, the harvest. It is a bit ironic that that is where most accidents happen, where most harm is done. Many times that comes to pass, folks, because you're trying to use the same strategies that helped you accumulate the wealth when you are living on the wealth. They are very different strategies. In fact, the retirement landscape out there with advisors, there are very different skill sets. When you start getting near retirement or in retirement, you often do change advisors because who you are working with accumulating wealth, that is one skill set. Distributing and living on your wealth, developing income plans, tax mitigation strategies, those kinds of things are a very different skill set altogether. And so that is what we at the firm specialize in, is retirement planning, and especially the tax for your tax efficient retirement plan, because we have found nothing better, nothing more effective in maintaining wealth, preserving it, and maximizing the income in retirement, which translates to what? To lifestyle, to enjoyment. We have found nothing so effective in doing that as creating multiple streams of tax-free income. Now, and of course, that is always part of a Compass report. The retirement buffer analysis is also a big component of it because it addresses sequence of return risk. So let's do another case study on this, right? So we have, we got Patrick, we got Jenny, couple. They come to see us. They have about $1 million in a brokerage type account, one that, you know, is mutual funds, bonds, ETFs, so all that kind of stuff, right? A big portfolio of that. They do pay taxes on it here and there as they go. Whether or not they use the money, taxes can be created and often are. They wanted, though, to test their risk if they started leaning on it for income. You know, what if we took $1,000 a week from it? All right, so $52,000 a year from their $1 million portfolio. Again, if we just looked at this century, the S&P 500's raw returns are about 7.33%. So taking out $52,000, which is 5.2%, in reality, shouldn't be much of a problem. But this is where sequence of return risk does indeed rear its ugly head. So let's test it. Going back, not you can't just use a flat 5 or flat 7% return or whatever you want to assume, which is what most people do. And that is far too shallow of an analysis. Because even though the raw returns of the market are 7.33% since the beginning of the century, you must use year-by-year-by-year returns to see the volatility or the sequence of how those returns affect you. So here we go. And they're in a 20% tax effective tax rate right now. With all of that in mind, if we had started at the beginning of the century with $1 million in the brokerage account and using the actual returns of the market, we would see that they would run out of money trying to take out about $1,000 a week from it by 2016, not even a full 17 years. In fact, out of that $1 million portfolio, relying on what everyone says, just buy, hold, and pray. Of course, they're not holding anymore, are they? They're living on their wealth. This is what I said in the beginning. Once you start living on your retirement accounts, on your wealth, average rates of return go out the window. They don't mean anything. With that $1 million account, we only get about $875,000 out of it because of the order in which those returns occurred year by year, month by month. That presents a significant challenge and is very disappointing. If I start with $1 million and I'm averaging, my average is 7.33%, how in the world do I only get out $875,000? The answer is sequence of return risk. And it is answered and analyzed, as you'll see, in the retirement buffer analysis. What risk, what stress is your money under that you might not be aware of? And how you can fix it. Get a retirement buffer analysis as part of your Compass report. 775-899-2243 or volatilevet.com. Well, now if we employ some help from a buffer strategy, this one's going to be a little bit different. This one still has a 0% floor, meaning if the market is negative, you hold firm. You never earn less than zero. So in 2008, instead of negative 38.49, you would have held firm, maintaining your value. In 2022, instead of negative, 18 or 19%, whatever the market was, again there, you would have held firm. During the COVID crash, you would not have participated in the downside. So that's the protection. The upward side is we get 60% of the upward movement of the market. So if the market does 20, we get 12. If it does 30, we get 18. You follow? So it's a trade-off. You get most of the up and none of the down. It's like as we commonly will say, bowling with bumper rails. And if we allocated 60% of the portfolio to this buffer strategy that has those bumper rails in place, now what do we find? Instead of running out of money in 2016, not even a full 17 years, we make it all the way through the end of last year. We still have hundreds of thousands of dollars left in the account. And instead of only having a total value, meaning total income from the account plus any ending balance in the account, if there is any, the total value with the market alone was only $875,000. Now the total value is $1,532,000 and change. It is nearly double the outcome for them. That differential, 80, 90% more total value in the end, is only had because of mitigating the risk, the downward risk of 60% of the portfolio. Now we have 60% in their case of the portfolio that never has to recover. It never has to wait until it comes back before we use money again. There is always preservation of existing value or making new highs and never having to recover from a loss. We still have 40% in the market in this example because that is valid. We do have really strong good years despite some really ugly years too. We want the benefit of both asset classes. And the point here is that the income production ability, there's that term we often say, IPA, the income production ability of this million-dollar portfolio went from about $875,000 to $1.5 million. This happened because of leaning on wisdom, valuing predictability over potential, and taking less risk, not more. If you would like to see what your retirement buffer analysis might look like, I encourage you to give us a call. Set up a free visit with us. Let us see what hidden potential, that's the name of the book we're giving away today as well when you are one of the first 8 to call in. Let us see what hidden potential might exist for you. 775-899-2243, 775-899-2243, or visit us at volatilevet.com. Well, let me answer a different question. We've already established that adding, in this case, 60% of the portfolio to a buffer strategy, the one I've described, which is a real one in the real world, it does exist, clients use it, it enhances the income production ability significantly, lengthens the longevity of the portfolio significantly. But what if we didn't want to take money from it? What if we simply wanted to see what the account would grow to? Maybe we take a distribution here or there, but what if it were more of an accumulation goal rather than an income goal? You follow? Okay, very good. Here's the answer. The market account alone, just leaving it in the S&P 500, in the general stock market, through all the ups and the downs, after taxes and everything, that $1 million would have grown to about $3.1 million, just shy of it. If we added reallocated 60% of it toward the buffer strategy, left 40% directly in the stock market, instead the ending balance is $4.4 million. A difference of more than $1.3 million while taking less risk along the way to get there. So not only is it a superior play for income production ability, which is the bottom line in retirement strategies, it is also, in this case, a superior strategy for pure accumulation or leaving money behind as well. We've gone through the tax scorecard and the retirement buffer analysis, both of which are components of a more full Compass report. And we would love to give you a copy of Adam Grant's book called Hidden Potential, which is very appropriately titled for our show today. A Compass report can help you see what hidden potential might lie in your financial situation. Maybe you don't know it's there, or maybe you simply don't know how to capitalize on it for your benefit. Be one of the first eight today, and we will do that full Compass report for you, complimentary. 775-899-2243. 775-899-2243. And as we always say, the worst case scenario is you make a friend and you walk away with the Compass report with some great ideas of what you can do. The best case is we help you implement it and get you on a higher path. 775-899-2243 or volatilevet.com. Thanks for hanging out with us.
All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed representative.